Survivors of the Trans Panic, Lesbians Threatened by Gender Ideology. By Emma Jo Morris on April 12, 2023. Transgenderism is being portrayed as a progressive form of self-expression by the political, media, and business complex, but it is also damaging and marring. In many cases irreparably, the girls who come into contact with it. This series is exploring some of the cruelty experienced by people who have interacted with the cyber sect of radical gender ideology, through testimony in their own words. About 20% of Generation Z is likely to identify on the LGBTQ2SA spectrum. And LGBTQIA+ identification overall has become much more common in the United States in the past decade. According to 2022 polling by Gallup, over 5% of Americans from 18 to 30 years old identify as transgender or non-binary, according to a Pew Research Center survey published in June. The number of diagnoses of gender dysphoria of children between the ages of 6 to 17 in the United States has surged over recent years, from 15,172 in 2017, to 24,847 in 2020, to 42,167 in 2021, according to data published by Reuters. In 2017, there were 1,905 children in the same age range, 6 to 17, undergoing hormone therapy, spiking to 4,231 in 2021. Despite dubious data surrounding the practice of gender-affirming care, especially for adolescents, the United States is the most permissive country for child sex change operations and gender transition drug treatments compared with any European country, according to a study by Do No Harm. Doctors who recently spoke to Breitbart News, requesting their identities be concealed for fear of backlash, said there is a perverse monetary incentive structure built around pushing transgender drugs and surgeries on kids. The United States sex reassignment surgery market was valued at almost $2 billion in 2021 and is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 11.23% until 2030, according to a market report by Grand View Research. It's just another way to get lesbians to want to be with men. It's very sad to see women in general being erased. I see a lot of screenshots of pictures from lesbian dating apps, and, like, every other swipe is a man. Jamie Michelle is the founder of Gays Against Groomers, a gay advocacy group set up to denounce the targeting and sexualization of children by LGBTQ2SA activism. Jamie began the organization in an effort to separate homosexuals from the gender ideology movement. In her words, to reclaim our good standing in society that we just achieved not that long ago. Jamie told Breitbart that, amid the push to affirm transgender claims that biological males are women, lesbians are being marginalized as they are forced to disregard or downplay their innate sexual preference, hinged on gender and biological sex being aligned and immutable, to appease community activists. Conversations among lesbians about only wanting to date biological women have been dubbed transphobic and abusive by activists and media. Lesbian dating apps now boast inclusion of queer, non-binary, gender-fluid and transgender people, broadening the pool of users from homosexual women to people who don't identify as women, or people who are not women at all. The denial of biological sex erases homosexuality, as same-sex attraction is meaningless without the distinction between the sexes, wrote biologists Colin M. Wright and Emma N. Hilton in an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, titled The Dangerous Denial of Sex. Many activists now define homosexuality as attraction to the same gender identity rather than the same sex. This view is at odds with the scientific understanding of human sexuality. The successful normalization of homosexuality could be undermined by miring it in an untenable ideology, their op-ed adds. Jamie said that she views the push to integrate biological males into women's spaces, and by extension lesbian spaces, as a fresh effort to convince homosexual women that they are misguided, and can be persuaded to be with men, reminiscent of the premise of conversion therapies. It's like, we already went through this once before as lesbians, Jamie told Breitbart. For the longest time we were told that we're just going through a phase, or we haven't found the right man, and it's like, no. We genuinely do not want a man in a romantic or sexual way. And now, we have this whole new hill to climb to make that point, again, she continued. Just the notion that a man can be lesbian, like, a biological man can be a lesbian, it makes me cringe, it makes me uncomfortable. and it's just another way to try to get lesbians to somehow want to be with men, and that will never happen. That's never been the case, and it never will be. It's not about equality, it's about supremacy. We were at the point in this country where we got our equal rights, and for the most part, nobody cared what consenting adults do, as long as you're not pushing it on anyone. And then, you know, they started pushing it on everyone, Jamie told Breitbart. Jamie explained that the community's acronym groups people together who have little to nothing to do with each other, while putting homosexuals at the forefront of the trans activists' painful political crusade. We have nothing in common, lesbians have nothing in common with trans people, gay people have nothing in common with trans people, she continued. I have more in common with a straight man than I do with a trans person. It's about attraction and who you love, and I just have nothing in common with a trans person. I have no shared anything with him, I can't relate at all. Gays Against Groomers is smeared on Wikipedia as an American far-right anti-LGBT organization, despite being comprised of all gay members. The group has been banned on 8 platforms since it formed less than a year ago, but has still maintained a considerable following of over 240,000 on Twitter. Trans activists say that we are the reason that there's a target on gay and trans people's backs. It's actually opposite, the target is on our backs now. Following their activism, and acceptance of our community is plummeting the first time in years. She continued, referring to the backlash against the trans push for more rights than gay activists in the 1980s and 1990s ever sought. Data compiled by GLAAD and released in 2019 showed the amount of young people comfortable with the LGBTQ community has plummeted year over year. This year's index found the number of young Americans ages 18 to 34 who are comfortable with LGBTQ people dropped from 53% to 45%, the second consecutive year that this age group has shown a drop. This reflects a continued erosion in comfort among this age group over the past 2 years. This year, the significant erosion is being driven by females ages 18 to 34, where comfort levels fell from 64% last year to 52% this year. GLAAD's 2022 Accelerating Acceptance Report shows that discrimination against LGBTQ people is up for the second year in a row, jumping to 70% in 2022, up from 59% in 2021, despite the broad tolerance and normalization of adult homosexuality. GLAAD acknowledges that most straight Americans do not make a distinction between homosexuals and gender identity and expression when considering the LGBTQ community. An overwhelming majority of non-LGBTQ people believe that the composition of the community today is quite different from 10 years ago, but still associate the term LGBTQ with being mostly about sexual orientation, overlooking core components of gender identity and expression. GLAAD reports, presenting a graph showing 87% of straight people believe the composition of the LGBTQ community today is quite different from 10 years ago, and another graph next to it showing 78% of straight people believe when I hear the term LGBTQ, I typically associate it with being mostly about sexual orientation. All they see coming from our community is this disgusting attack on kids, Jamie said. And I really wish that people in our community, like the LGBTQ plus media, like Advocate, and Pink News, and all of them, I really wish they could understand that what we're doing, by denouncing trans activism, is helping our community more than anything else. It's not about equality, it's about supremacy. You know, this trans movement is militant, Jamie said of the escalating demands and outsized cultural influence of trans activists, as they take more cultural space than gays ever pursued. The patriarchy is back, and it's disguised as a woman, and it's scary. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at hmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.